This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
我说的分分为 Unchange my data Make me alive again Give me a fresh start So drink my heart please Wash the filth away Don't leave me drowning here Alone and astray Don't leave me drowning here Alone and astray
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of The Power of Dhikr. In this episode, we're continuing to talk about the importance of dhikr, the virtues of dhikr, why dhikr is so important to us as Muslims. And we're going to begin with one of the most amazing and the most powerful ahadith about the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this hadith is the hadith of Abu Darda. The hadith of Abu Darda. And Abu Darda, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ Shouldn't I tell you? So this is to get our attention. You know, shouldn't I be telling you something? Don't you want to hear this? What am I going to tell you? Shall I not tell you about بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ Shall I not tell you about the best single action that you can do? Think of all of the actions that you can do in Islam. Think of all of the things that you do that are worthy in Islam, all of the beautiful facets of Islam, being good to your parents, giving charity, being kind to others, sort of being a positive impact on people, smiling at people, having good manners with people, your prayer, your fasting, your hajj. Shall I not tell you? بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ The best of your deeds. The best of your deeds, not only the best of your deeds, but وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ The most pure of those deeds to Allah Azza wa Jal, to your sovereign, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the King of Kings and the sovereign of all sovereigns, who is subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme, the sovereign, the ruler, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. Shall I not tell you of the most pure of your deeds? To Allah. So it is the best of deeds, what is going to come, what the Prophet ﷺ is talking about, it is the best of deeds, and it is the most pure of deeds to Allah. Not only that, وَأَرْفَعُهَا The highest of them, fi darajatikum, The highest of them in levels. The highest of them in levels. The one that will take you to the highest level. The one that has the greatest impact on the level that you reach in paradise. Not only that. وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْوَرِقِ Better for you than spending gold and silver in the cause of Allah. How wonderful is sadaqah? We hear that hadith of sadaqah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes your sadaqah and manipulates and makes it bigger and bigger and lets it grow and grow and grow until it reaches the size of a mountain and you started with only a date. You started with a date, Allah made it into a mountain. And there is something that is better for you than giving gold and silver in the way of Allah. And that doesn't say that we shouldn't give gold and silver in the way of Allah, but simply that this deed in the scale of things, in the scheme of things, is even better than that. وَخَيْرٌ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَن تَلْقَوْا عَدُوَّكُمْ Better for you than for you to meet your enemy. فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ And you strike their necks and they strike your necks. It's better for you than this. And we know how much the companions used to love to defend Islam, to defend the rights of the weak and the needy, to strive in the cause of Allah, to go out and to, you know, be a responsible or have responsibility for Islam to spread even further in the world, to defend the rights of the meek and the oppressed. And so they longed for this. They longed to be able to defend Islam. They longed to be able to make up for those the suffering that they had suffered in the time of Makkah. They were in Medina. Allah gave them the permission to go and to fight as part of the Muslim army, and they loved this deed. But the Prophet ﷺ said, "Don't even think that this deed is the best. I can tell you something that is not only better than giving sadaqah for the sake of Allah, but it's better for you than when you meet your enemy on the battlefield. And you're striking at each other, you're seeking martyrdom, you're seeking to cause a loss to your enemy, you're seeking to defend the rights of the poor and the needy and to be able to establish peace on the earth. You're seeking to do this, it's even better than that. Even better than that. They said, Bala ya Rasulullah. Bala ya Rasulullah. Oh yes, O Messenger of Allah, tell us what is this deed. And what did he say? Faqala, he said, Zikrullah. He said, it is the remembrance of Allah. Subhanallah. It is the best of our deeds. Let's go through this again. It is the best of our actions. It is the most pure of our actions in the sight of Allah. It is the highest action in lifting us up through the levels and the level that we eventually attain in paradise. It is better than giving sadaqah. It is better than striving and fighting in the cause of Allah to the point where you cause a loss to your enemies or you attain martyrdom. It's better than all of those things. What is it? The remembrance of Allah. And like we said, just because this hadith mentions itself as being better, there are a couple of points that we should mention that are very important for us to understand. One of those points, and generally these two points are both surrounding the issue of what we call tafadul al-a'mal, some deeds being better than others. The reality is there's a time for everything. There's a time for giving sadaqah. There's a time for being sort of charitable towards others. There's a time for worship by yourself. There's a time for worship together with other people. There's a time for learning. There's a time for teaching. Everything has its time. And the best deeds are those deeds that are done at the right time. Not those deeds that are done at the wrong time. So when people are in desperate need of charity and they are poor and, you know, they're struggling and nobody has any money and a person sits there with a big bag of money on his lap and he says, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. You say to him, Ya akhi, why are you not giving this money for the sake of Allah? He says, well, because this dhikr of Allah is better. We say everything has its time. But in a general sense, in a comprehensive sense, the remembrance of Allah is better for you than those other things that you do. And it's better for you than any of your other actions. And what these episodes are about is that they are about us learning when to remember Allah, how to remember Allah, and there's no reason why the remembrance of Allah can't be combined with these other things. For example, you know, you're going to give charity for the sake of Allah, you are going to benefit others, you are engaged in learning, you're engaged in teaching, all of these encompass the remembrance of Allah. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why the remembrance of Allah is so lofty in the sight of Allah. First of all, because it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. You're remembering the creator of the universe, the Lord of the heavens and the world. You're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it's so great in the sight of Allah. So there's no doubt about that. But you can integrate it into everything in your life. So your charity can be accompanied by the remembrance of Allah. Your prayer can be accompanied by the remembrance of Allah. Going and being and sort of benefiting others, your teaching, your learning, your sitting in the masjid, all of these integrate and can be brought together into the remembrance of Allah. And so it is about doing things at fixed times, and it's also about looking at the needs of the people. At a time when people are desperate for charity, that's the time when you need to give charity. At the time when people are in need of being defended and in need of somebody to stand up for their rights, then that's a time to do that. Every single thing has its proper place and time. And where a lot of us go wrong today is that we do things at the wrong place and the wrong time. But the remembrance of Allah is something we can do throughout all times. Something we can do in the morning, in the evening, during the day, at work, we can do it at home, we can do it with our families, we can do it on our own, we can do it at night, we can do it when we go to sleep. The remembrance of Allah is something that is a constant feature of the life of a Muslim. Whereas charity is something that begins and ends. You have a limited amount of money that you can give in charity. You have a limited amount of people who can give money in charity. Not everyone is able to do so. And we're going to come a little while to the hadith of those poor people who were unable to give charity. And they asked the Prophet ﷺ for an alternative. And he instructed them to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an alternative to this. So the remembrance of Allah is something every single Muslim can do. And of course we have to mention as well that the remembrance of Allah is not just the movement of the tongue. It's not just for your tongue to be engaged in moving back and forward. But it's about your heart being engaged and your tongue being engaged. And both of them have to be engaged. Because the remembrance of Allah that you do purely in the heart is not like the remembrance of Allah that you do on the heart and the tongue. And the remembrance of Allah that you do on the tongue and not in the heart has no reward for it at all. So for you to be rewarded at the highest level, for you to get the highest level of darajat, to reach up to the highest level in paradise, you need to be focused upon the fact that your heart and your tongue are both engaged in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Another hadith, and this hadith is narrated in Sahih Muslim, from the hadith of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said that he used a term that was not known to the companions. He said, those mufarridun, they have achieved a precedence. They've gone ahead. They've got a higher reward than other people. And so the companions, they didn't understand what this word al-mufarridun meant. So they said, O Messenger of Allah, who are or what is the mufarridun? Who are they? He said, al-dhakirun Allah kathiran wa-dhakirat. Those people who remember Allah much, whether they are male or whether they are female. So the men and women who remember Allah much, they have what the Prophet ﷺ said, sabaqa, that they have achieved a precedence. They have gone beyond other people. They are ahead of other people. They have a higher reward than other people. The companions asked, who are these people? They are those who remember Allah much. And notice in this hadith that the Prophet ﷺ mentions the ayah in which Allah Azza wa Jal mentions al-dhakirina or al-dhakirun Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. Al-dhakirin Allah kathiran wa dhakirat. Those men and those women who remember Allah much. So he doesn't only mention the men. And again, there are some of the deeds that were mentioned in the previous hadith that were only for the men. We know the hadith when they asked, are women allowed to fight in the Muslim army? And the Prophet ﷺ instructed them that they were not able to do so and that Hajj was their alternative. So there are deeds like charity that people can only certain people can do. But when we look at this, those people who reach that level, who go ahead of others, who are better than others in Islam, sabaqu, they reached a higher level, they went beyond everyone else, they have a precedence. Who are those people? They are al-dhakirun Allah kathiran wa-dhakirat. Those men and those women who remember Allah much. We're going to continue talking about some of the virtues of dhikr and some of the benefits of dhikr and the importance of dhikr in coming episodes. Until then, I leave you in the care of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make me alive again, give me a fresh start. So drink my heart, please, wash the filth away. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray. Don't leave me drowning here, alone and astray.